Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, we got having a great visit with our good friend Don Fotopoulos. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Don is the award-winning author of Accounting for the Number Phobic. Folks, that is an essential element, an essential tool in your toolbox in your small business. The Accounting for the Number Phobic, you must own and read that book. There will be a test. Don, thanks again for being here. Don Fotopoulos, F-O-T-O-P-U-L-O-S, one U in the middle there, Don Fotopoulos with an F.com. Check it out. Don, we talked about collecting, we've talked about pricing, we've talked about margins. This is all driving cash because right now, do you agree with me that for 99 out of 100 small businesses, surviving is winning? The goal now is not to beat the world in the rest of 2020, but to open your doors January 1, 2021.
Yeah, it is, Jim. And I'll tell you what: if your online presence is not up to speed, you won't survive. And it's interesting. Did you know that 45% of small businesses don't even have an online website? Did you know?
Wow, I know it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they already need a mobile site. They don't even have any kind of a site.
They need a mobile site. And so I say to everybody who's listening, it's a scary thing. Nobody wants to spend real money on anything. But if you're not online, or at least open up a social media platform, it doesn't cost you anything. You should be on Facebook, Instagram. And just start there. If you're a business to business, then you got to be on LinkedIn. You got to be on YouTube. But everybody that runs a small business needs to have an online presence that is meaningful, because your customers want to interact with you. Even if you're closed, they want to interact with you. Mm-hmm. And you've got to find a way to generate revenue online, because the world was going in that direction like a rushing train for the
last
10 years.
That's right.
Now it's only hit the J curve. Okay. And so now is the opportunity to plan, to organize, to get your assets together, your online assets together, and it's not hard. And you know what? Hire a 21-year-old, right? Hire a 23-year-old.
Yeah.
You can go on Fiverr to hire somebody.
I will tell you, though, make sure, I have to say this, though. You can't turn your company's business model over to the 20-something-year-old, because they're thinking of it. They're thinking of it from a design standpoint, not from a customer standpoint. Make sure that the values of your company are still there on the website. I've been through this before, and just like, you know, if you hire somebody with your social media, you got to make sure that the way your customers expect to hear from you is represented. You can't turn it completely. Let them do the technology, but the message, the voice has to come from you. What do you think?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And so we know who we are, right? It's clear to us. It may not be clear to the rest of the world, but it's really important that you write a single sheet of paper, right? You say, what's the messaging? What do we stand for? You know, why should somebody come to you to purchase instead of your competition? Answer some key questions. And the website should be very simple, or your social representation should be very simple, right? Don't make it complicated. It's a one-pager. It's 5 bullet points, whatever it is. But it should be consistent no matter what platform you're on, no matter what you're saying, no matter what outreach you're giving to the marketplace. So that's the key, Jim. And so even if you do have some representation online, the likelihood is you've got broken links. You've got old information. Mm-hmm. You haven't updated anything.
And you'll become irrelevant.
To get our act together.
And people won't be mad at you. They just won't come back.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so let's tighten up our.
They might say bless their hearts. They might say bless their hearts as they leave. They might
well,
hey, Don, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Okay. Let's just talk cash flow for a quick second. The accounts receivable report is the pot of gold in every business. Nobody ever looks at their AR receivables report, right? Your AR aging report. Look at it. Ask your bookkeeper to print it out for you. Take a look at it. That's who owes you money and for how long. And go after that money. Chapter 6 in accounting for the number phobic.
Yep. That's what you got to do. DonPhotopoulos.com. Accounting for the number phobic is an award-winning book, folks. You got to have it. Don, good job today. Come back soon.
I will, Jim. Thanks.
Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Don joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.